Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, welcome to the Football Drop Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How's it going?
I tried to open a little bit differently then, but I don't think it really worked because I said the same thing, just in a slightly different way.
I think you said it exactly the same as what you did when we just recorded just now and messed it up. I think, if anything, you actually sounded less enthusiastic than you did before. He's like, welcome to the Football Drop. And he literally said, before we hit record, I want to say it differently. I want to just change it up a little bit.
In my head, it was completely different.
Yeah, it's not the way it came out, man. It's not the way it came out at all. How are you?
Cracking. Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yeah, I've had a nice day. Had a day off today, which was absolutely banging.
Nice. Mate, that's the best Monday.
I got some parenting hell and some parenting heaven for you.
Go on.
So, first football game for Jackie Boy for his new club, in goal. Went there, absolutely buzzing for him. You know, so excited to see him and his new team and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so it's his first game. He's absolutely pissing down with rain. Like, torrential. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't tell you how different it is being a parent watching your kid to what it is like playing. When it's playing, you don't care about the rain. When you're watching as a parent, the rain is annoying, I'm not going to lie. But you're like, it's great because I get to see him. He doesn't give a shit. He is diving around here, there, and everywhere. And I'm thinking, shit, I ain't bring a change of clothes, man.
Oh, no.
So he's getting in my car like that.
Rookie error.
Hey. So, yeah, there he is in the car, wrapped in a blanket. He had a good game, actually. You know, not bad for a first game. Conceded 3. One of them was definitely his fault. Another one was a free kick, which was quite close to getting. And then the other one, he kind of rolled it out to the player, but it was one of them where I probably wouldn't have rolled it out to the player because he was surrounded by other people. But the player called it, went, yeah, keeps. And he rolled it to him and then lost the ball and they got a goal.
That's not
so,
his fault.
All round good performance. He got an assist as well, which was great.
How?
Picked the ball up. Hoofed it down the other end, striker ran onto it, buried it in the back of the net, mate.
Yes, Jack, well done, mate. That's wicked. Did their team win? I reckon if or did they lose?
No, they lost 3-2, unfortunately. But they missed some sitters. They were probably the better team, to be fair. But they just couldn't put their chances away. But yeah, it was a good game.
Oh, it was an interesting game. That's frustrating.
That was good. And then, on the way out, someone, and you can imagine what I think of them, was parked in the entrance to the park. So you had to go over like a bump, like a wooden bump to mark off where the car park is. Right. So it was a good sort of, I don't know, a few inches. But where my car's rear wheel drive, mud, wet, didn't go. I then couldn't get out, and by the back of my car just then been taken and smashed into their car. So I got a massive dent in the rear quarter of my car. They had this big pickup truck. I'm there slagging off this person, and this person's like, yes, my car. And I'm like, why have you parked there? And then they just like started talking absolute nonsense. And I was thinking to myself, you need to move away from this, because this is not going to end friendly. So I had to walk away and push my car out of this ditch that I managed to sort of find myself in to get out of the car park. The person just walked off. I was seething, mate. I was seething. I would say I was about as angry as when that man cut my beard.
Fuck.
Yeah, mate. So I'm hoping a bit of boiling up water, push the dent out and it'll be all right, but you never know with these things. I haven't looked at it yet because I'm still annoyed.
Oh, mate. No, I can't blame you. Jesus, man. You never said that the weekend.
I know, mate. Oh, so annoyed. Halloween party was good, though, in the evening.
I have to apologise for not going, unfortunately. Sorry to let you down at the last hours, but yeah, I was feeling pretty
well. You was unwell. Yeah, that's fine, mate. You was unwell. I was on cocktail duty, mate.
Little signature cocktail. How was it?
But I was guesstimating how much vodka and peach snaps to put in me woo woo.
Oh, no. Mate,
slaughtered.
Well, your little selfie that you took in the morning, you looked rough. He's like, I've got to be leaving for Canterbury in 10 minutes, and this is the state of me. You're literally still in bed under your covers, like, oh.
Yeah, mate, yeah. I was feeling rough. I think after everybody left, I was just having another couple of drinks.
Good on you.
Yeah, I was wrecked when I went to bed. You know, when you just like, you're sitting there and you could feel yourself like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think you needed that, though. You needed a good blowout now and then, didn't you?
Yeah, that's it, mate, yeah. So, yeah, but yeah, and then Saturday, nice day today. Nice day with Jackie Boy as well. Had the day off, so we went to cinema and then into Hornby Hobby, which was all interesting, mate. Local Hornby.
I like Hornby. I'm a Hornby fan.
It's good, man.
Yeah, man.
Bit of a Sky Electrics, Back to the Future, and Knight Rider, Sky Electrics.
Oh, nice. So Jack's had a wicked day, mate, as well, then. Loving life.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
How comes he's not at school? Is that like some sort of teacher training shit?
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah, that's it.
Mate, they always have training. It's ridiculous.
They love it, mate.
They love it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a good weekend.
How are you, mate? Anyway, you all right?
Yeah, not fantastic. I've been better, but yeah, all okay in the end, mate. All okay in the end.
Yeah, still bad.
Yeah, man. Hospital again today. Living the dream. But I have got some good news vis-a-vis the home gym. The cable machine is up and ready.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. It took me and my... When I say me and my dad, You know when you're a kid and like your dad's like painting or he's cutting something or like your parents are doing like stuff on the car and they say, oh, pass me that screwdriver or something like that, or building like cupboards or whatever. And when you're a kid, you're like, yeah, I'm helping. And literally all you do is like banging it with a hammer or something. I was less helpful than that on Saturday. I literally sat there in the gym floor just looking at my dad, watching him do it all, because I couldn't do anything because I was feeling so rubbish.
Could you just do us a favour?
No.
could, Could you just give us some more examples of things that you do when you're watching your dad? Because I think the 20 that you gave wasn't enough.
I was just trying to make sure you understand just how ridiculously useless I was. Because there were so many elements of that.
Yeah, you know. Like if you're just watching them putting together a cabinet or, you know, a bed. Or if you're watching them paint something or, you know, like they're fixing their car.
All right.
Maybe a bike or go-kart or... You know, they might be fixing a scooter, tools out, just fixing the garage door or putting the shed up.
No, I think you said about maybe three more than what I did. But yeah, honestly, I felt so rough. I literally had a nap at like 2 o'clock. I just felt so rank.
Really?
Yeah, when I text you, saying I'm feeling rubbish, I was like, I need to have a nap for a bit.
Yeah.
I thought I'll be okay in like an hour or two. And I was like, no, I feel horrendous. But the cable machine is up now, so we can do flyers, we can do pull downs, we can do like the cross chest thing, I can't remember what it's called, we can do those things. Well, I'm buzzing for it all now.
All right, can I keep going?
I've run out of things you can do.
We can do everything on a cable, baby.
Long throws, do our long throws. See if I don't think I can max out the machine because I've got 150 kilos. Cheers, mate. Yeah, cheers.
You up, mate?
No, you keep taking the piss. That's fine. Just to demonstrate what a long throw is. So, yeah, I'm excited when I can actually eventually go back and use it.
Yeah. Sounds banging, mate. Sounds banging. I'm excited for you.
That's about my weekend summed up.
So, yeah. Sick. Making lots and lots of... examples, analogies, however you want to describe it.
I hate doing this podcast with you now. It's just constant ripping the shit out of me for 10 minutes.
Should we move on to some of the footy news?
Yeah, let's move on, because we've had some sort of like pretty crappy news this last week or so. So Bill Kenwright, the Everton chairman and owner, has passed away. I think he was 84, 86. So, a little bit of dark news there, unfortunately. Big shock to the club.
Dark news. Yeah, huge shock. Question, though. Because we have Bobby Charlton. Well, we were talking about death on the last one. Like, when you think of, like, the saddest person... Like, the saddest you felt when somebody had died. In, like, that sort of... area. Who springs to mind? Because I've got one person who springs to mind. I'm like, oh man, and I don't even know really. Like, it's always sad when somebody dies, but I don't know why him.
I have no idea.
Mine was Bobby Robson.
Oh, okay.
I just felt really sad. I just really liked him. He seems like a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, I can't really think of anyone that's died that I'm like, oh yeah, I really like them or something. I'm sort of just impartial feelings wise, really. Yeah, I think, you know, if it was, like Thierry or something like that, fucking hell, it's a different story then. God forbid that happens anytime soon. Matthew Perry. Okay, that one, I generally felt a bit upset. Laura cried. Laura came up the stairs, sobbing and crying, with a sort of high pitched squeal. So it's me thinking, like, oh my God, something's happened to the cat or something. No, Matthew Perry died.
It was sad, though.
There's still unknown reasons at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, there's rumours that he drowned, wasn't it, in a hot tub or something.
Yeah, but I read somewhere that they found prescription drugs in his apartment.
Yeah.
But nobody knows what's kind of going on with it. So it looks a little bit suspicious. But yeah, that was a big loss.
Really
there.
Sad, mate.
Oh, on Earth Away from Football.
Really
that
sad.
One.
Yeah.
Sad. And there was an ice hockey player had a freak accident, freak injury.
Yeah.
That was horrific.
Yeah, I did see that. That's crazy, isn't it? Absolutely mad. He died from, wasn't it the skate? Cut his slit his throat.
Yes. Essentially.
Be quite graphic about it, yeah.
We had 8,000 fans there, and I just told them all to just go straight away, just to get out.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, I don't want to do ice skating over the Christmas period.
No, I mean, luckily I can't ice skate, so...
I know that's probably not the take that we really want from that, but I'm not going ice skating.
No, it's just...
make it all about me again.
Mate, that's what you do. You literally said last week, you've been ill for too long now, so it should be about me a bit more. Because you're still not feeling great, and you're not getting much attention. You what?
Yeah. I am annoyed with you for being ill for so long. It is jarring, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I can imagine it must be terrible for you. Because obviously for me, it's not so bad, clearly. But for you, it must be just outrageous.
I tell you who else is feeling a bit outrageous and a bit terrible. Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, proving my point. Told you, not going to be anything worthwhile.
No, apparently not, no. Crazy, crazy.
Three defeats on the bounce. Three, Will. Told you. Done.
Yeah. It's crazy, yeah, no. He lost 3-1 away at Southampton at the weekend.
Yeah, to be fair, I think Southampton are a better team than them anyway. But their form, they were smashing it. And then I still don't understand why they sacked John Eustace.
No, it was a bit harsh.
Yeah, just don't understand. Just don't understand.
Yeah. It's a bit of a fucking shit week, isn't it, really? Because Rubiales has been banned for three years over the World Cup kiss. So, not that that's bad news, it's good news, but bad news that it even happened. And then there's a major search underway in Colombia for Diaz's dad. What's his name?
Luis
Diaz's dad. In Colombia, they found his mum, but no sign of his dad.
No, it's just, what is going on in the world? It's a scary bloody place.
It's mad, isn't it? I mean, at least there's justice for Rubiales and for Hermoso, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mad. But yeah, Liverpool did a dedication to Diaz because he obviously wasn't playing, and thoughts are with him. Yeah, so should we move on to some good news? Should we move on to Premier League football? Or do you want to do the Euro Roundup? Because I've got the Euro Roundup ready. Whatever you want.
Yeah, do the Euro Roundup, mate. I think that'll be a good way to break into the football news.
Hi, guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks, Will, for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Any preference on where you want to start?
No, mate, you lead the way. You set sail for wherever you'd like to go.
Okay. I'm going to go to Spain, if that's okay.
España. Yeah, it's okay.
España. Atletico Madrid. So I'm going to go back to last weekend, Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd of October. There was a game on the Friday and the Monday, actually, but I won't give you those dates because you could probably work it out from what I just said. Atletico Madrid 1 away at Celta Vigo 3-0. Sevilla, who, you know, had a tough test in midweek, but they drew 1-1 with Real Madrid on the Saturday. Barcelona beat Bilbao 1-0 on the Sunday. Valencia on the Monday beat Cadiz 2-0. So, all very interesting there. We had the El Clasico, though, this Saturday.
Yes, we did.
Are you excited for that?
And two words for you. Jude Bellingham.
Mate. Unbelievable.
He scored the same amount of goals as Haaland has this season. He's a midfielder.
It's incredible. Like, he can play anywhere. Because when I think of Jude Bellingham's sort of position, I couldn't tell you where it is he's best.
No. Everywhere he's played, he just goes, oh, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I'll do it, okay. And he puts in almost every game, man of the match performances, in whatever role he's playing.
Yeah. He's 20.
It's insane, isn't it? 20.
And he basically single-handedly won El Clasico at Barcelona.
At Barcelona, and it's his first El Clasico. He's been with the team 2 months. Like, he's played for 2 months.
He's mad. So Real Madrid won 2-1, which was absolutely crazy.
Come on.
Yeah, I thought you'd be happy with that. So Real Madrid are top of the table. Girona, who are, you know, getting a bit of a nosebleed in second place, if we're going to be completely honest. Atletico Madrid in third place, Barcelona in fourth, Sociedad in fifth. At the bottom, Almeria, Granada above them, Celta Vigo above them. So it is interesting in La Liga.
It's nice to see a different team in that top four, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about them next week, week after next, in a little bit more detail for you, mate.
Oh, lovely! Looking forward to that.
Oh, lovely!
Oh, lovely!
Lovely!
So, so a good weekend on the 21st in Italian football. Lazio won away 2-0 at Sassuolo. Inter Milan won away at Torino, and Napoli won away at Hellas Verona. Big result for Juve. They won away against AC Milan 1-0.
Wow.
Bologna, they beat... Sorry?
I said, wow. That is a big win.
Yeah, it was a big win, yeah. Juve, you know, they're under a bit of pressure, aren't they? Especially with the suspensions that they've got. Also, Tonali got a suspension, didn't he? 10-month ban.
He did, yeah. Actually, we didn't mention. Earlier. Yeah.
So Empoli won away at Fiorentina 2-0. Then into this weekend, Juve got another win at Hellas home at Hellas Verona. Need to chip in.
No, I didn't want to disrupt your flow that you've clearly got right now. So
Napoli drew 2-2 with AC Milan. Inter Milan beat Roma 1-0, and then Cagliari be Frosinone, I think that's how you say it, probably not, 4-3. What a game that is.
Just to add to that, they were 3-0 down at 73 minutes, and then the old tinker man Claudio Ranieri made a couple of changes and he scored 4 goals. What a mental comeback.
Yeah. Great knowledge. Inter Milan top, Juventus second, AC Milan third, Atalanta fourth, with Napoli falling into fifth place, and then Salernitana sitting there at the bottom with Cagliari just above them, and Empoli and Udinese above them on the same amount of points. Now our favourite league, which I would like to say is a banging goal this weekend, but let's go back to last weekend.
Go on then.
So Borussia Dortmund beat Werder Bremen 1-0 on Friday. Bayern Munich won away at Mainz 3-1. Leverkusen won away at Wolfsburg 2-1.
Nice.
And then you had a big game, Augsburg 5, Heidenheim 2. Köln beat Gladbach 3-1, which was a bit of a surprise. Then into this weekend, some big, big scoring games. Leipzig beat Köln 6-0. Hoffenheim won away at Stuttgart 3-2. Werder Bremen, they won 2-0 against Union Berlin. Gladbach beat Heidenheim 2-1, which is really a real shame. Frankfurt drew with Dortmund 3-3, Leverkusen 2, Freiburg 1. But the game, Bayern Munich 8, Darmstadt 0.
It's insane. And they were all second half goals.
All second half goals. It was a hat trick from Harry Kane. One of them was from just inside his area. Well, actually, pretty much well inside his area in comparison to other goals. It was on the halfway line, just beyond. So, mental.
Honestly, he has stepped up even more so. Like, I think he looked incredible when he was playing for England in the last round of fixtures against Italy. I thought he was brilliant. And then just, honestly, that move to Bayern Munich, I think has suited everybody by the looks of things. Tottenham are flying at the moment. He's flying in Munich. Munich are now clicking and it seems to all began well. Nobody's a loser out of this so far. Remains to be seen.
So far, it's a season for a reason. It's very early in the season. But, I mean, Bayern Munich is in second place behind Leverkusen. Two points behind. I can't see. I mean, Leverkusen are doing very well, but I can't see them sort of maintaining that.
No.
So I can only see Bayern Munich just start to pull away and Kane, you know, start to win something, which is going to be great. You know, they are going to go from strength to strength. Just goes to show you what, you know, what he can do in and around those quality players that he's had at England and that he's had at Tottenham in the past, and he just doesn't stop scoring. But, you know, put him in that next level.
Yeah. Shit hot. No changes for him. Is there more leagues to cover?
Just no, mate.
Should we go on to the big league
to cover. Yeah.
The Premier League. Great weekend of fixtures.
It was a great weekend of football, actually. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's been exciting, hasn't it? It's definitely been exciting.
Some controversy, as always.
As always, mate.
And yeah, merry VAR-mas, as we say.
Merry VAR-mas. Go on, kick it off. Where are we going? Where are we starting, mate?
Well, should we start with Friday?
Yeah, should we start with Friday? First game of the weekend.
Well, that makes sense. Good away win for the Tottenham. 2-1 winners against Crystal Palace. Roy Hodgson's 500th game in Premier League football.
I thought it would have been more than that, but I suppose he's managed in a lot of different countries as well, hasn't he? And England for a while.
Yep.
But yeah, it was unfortunate. However, I did get that prediction bang on.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was nice. It was nice. Good couple of goals. I think James Maddison has really, really transformed that team. Moving them 5 points clear, if but for a day, but still 5 points clear nonetheless. Brennan Johnson's doing really well there as well, actually. I was a bit unsure whether he'd make the team, but he seems to be doing really well.
I forgot he even moved there. Yeah, I forgot he went there.
Well, he gave the assist, didn't he? Friday.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see that. I'll turn it off. Okay. Oh, sorry, I've got the cat in the background. Back to the old days, isn't we? Yeah.
Should we move on to Chelsea Brentford?
Yeah, because that was a funny game, wasn't it?
It was a strange one, wasn't it? Chelsea were all over them.
Yeah.
Chelsea were by far the better team.
I
hit the crossbar.
Yeah, Madueke's shot was incredible, that.
It was a good shot.
Tight angle, but I just think for them, like, what do they do? What do they do from here? They need someone, they need to be firing, they need that focal point to be able to convert all these games, because I don't think they're playing bad football. I think that's the problem. They're playing good football. They just cannot get the ball in the back of the net. I mean, Brentford set up perfectly. all credit to Brentford. They sat back, took all the pressure, and then hit them on a counter. That's exactly their game plan.
Yeah. They didn't have Mudryk or Enzo, so they were missing a couple. I think it was Madueke's first game when it had the season, if I remember rightly. But yeah, they just couldn't put the ball. I think they just need confidence. Jackson up top. He seems to be okay.
Dire on the weekend though.
Yeah. But that's what happens when you don't have confidence. So that's all they need, is a bit of confidence. You know, Nkunku could come back and be absolute quality when he's. But is he fit? Is he back in January?
Yeah, I think so. That's a big miss for them, because I think he would have transformed that up top. Cause we, you know, I mean, last season he was banging the goals in for fun, wasn't he, in Bundesliga?
Yeah. Yes, that's been a big loss for them as well. So, you know, few players come back from injury, and they could be okay. I just stick with it. I think they need to give Poch the season, see where they're at, reevaluate it, and have a look again next season. He's probably the right man for the job, if I'm being nice. What did you think of the second goal?
What? It was just one of those, really? Kind of sitches. Really?
If you're Mopay, and I can't remember the last time he scored a goal.
It was like 30 something games, I think. But I don't understand.
Did you say 13?
30-0.
Oh, I was going to say it was more than that.
Yeah, it was like 30 or 40 yeah, maybe games about that. Or something. Why would you do that?
You hit that. You hit that, don't you? I mean, he's got Sanchez behind him. You just
then,
have to roll it in.
He won the ball off Sanchez still. Sanchez was coming from behind. He was never going to get there. He was still fine. And then he passed the ball.
Nah. He didn't. I don't even know if he did pass the ball. I'm not even sure if it was him. I don't know if he wanted to pass the ball, whether Sanchez knocked his leg and he just sort of kind of followed it on. But, I mean, absolutely crazy. I would have tried to stick that away. I'd rather miss than pass it to Mbeumo and him take it.
Shearer and Wrighty after on that Match of the Day, never thought I'd never pass that in a million years. Wrighty was like, I'd rather fall over and lose it than pass that ball there.
I wouldn't rather it. I just don't think it would ever enter my head to pass the ball. I think it would just be like, it's an open goal, I've got to go for it. I'm not going to pass this ball.
I mean, fair play to Mbeumo for running the whole distance as well to support him. But if that was Mbeumo, he would have scored it. He would have just had taken a shot way before then.
I was going to say, if it was Ivan Toney, he would have just stood there on waiting for the ball to come back in the centre circle. put it back on the spot. But because it was Mopay, he must have been like, I better go support, actually.
Yeah, he's not scored for about 4 years now, so yeah, I'll better get up there and support the guy just in case. But yeah,
good game at the Emirates.
Terrible. Yes, mate. What a game. Annoyingly, wasn't live. So that's all just watch highlights.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating. However, there was quite a lot of highlights.
Eddie Nketiah, mate, was absolutely incredible.
His goal, all three goals were not lucky goals, as you would describe them normally.
No, first goal, great touch. Second goal, great finish. And then the third goal was the best of the lot, mate. What a shot. What a goal.
Third goal was someone who's on fire. Someone who's got confidence going, I'm going to hit this.
That's all it was. He had such composure because he's full of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Cracking goal. Tomiyasu, first goal for Arsenal. Done
mate,
well.
I was so happy for him. And here's a mind-boggling stat. Every outfield player at Arsenal right now has scored under Mikel Arteta.
Oh, really?
Mm. Every outfield player. That's mental.
That is crazy, yeah. That's mad. So, going back to Mopay, if you're Eddie Nketiah and you're on to score four, would you give the ball to Fabio Vieira to take the pen?
No. No. Never.
Again, it wouldn't even enter my head Like, the ball would be on the spot, and then if, like, I don't know, ESR come up to me and he'd be like, "Oh, are you gonna give that to Vieira? Because you know he's got a baby on the way, and you know he hasn't scored in a while."
No.
I'd be like, "What? No."
Yeah, and I don't think he knew this at the time, but if he took it, scored it, he'd have only been the third Arsenal player in history to score 4 Premier League goals in one game. Henry, Archevin,
yep.
And Ketia.
Mental.
But he gave it to Vieira. I mean, fair play, though. I think that just shows the sort of togetherness in the squad and how everyone, there's no individuals. They are literally a team.
Yeah, completely agree, mate. Completely agree. Couldn't agree more. Sounds won't agree lovely. More.
Won't agree more. So yeah, good solid 5-0 win. Sheffield United are so shit though.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Your prediction of lowest points. Yeah, they have to be fair. But your prediction of lowest points ever, I think that could come to fruition there.
Yeah. Yep. They're poor, but you know, few injuries, a few players return from injury. I keep wanting to say a few injuries returning from players.
No.
I don't know why I keep going to say that. It's a bit crazy anyway. Yeah. Bournemouth did well.
Bournemouth did do well. I mean, they held on a little bit, but they got their first win.
Got their first win. What did you think of the VAR call? The 5.5 minute decision on...
Way that? Too long to decide. They looked like they were drawing the lines in the wrong place to begin with. However,
they were.
I think they got the right decision. And I think at the end of the day, that's all that counts.
This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. It was really embarrassing, mate.
It was. But they got it right.
They did.
So I think we need to take baby steps. Baby steps. Get the right decision. Baby steps. We need to get the right decision first and then move on from there.
Yeah, Billing's goal was good though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I feel for James Trafford. He got his fingers to it. Just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Get it enough. It was just such a good clean hit. But the first goal, they shouldn't have conceded like that. Yeah. Burnley play such a high line, and they play so risky that in the Premier League, people are better at closing down. You know, the players and the calibre are so much better, and they just leave themselves open every time. I think if company keeps them like that, they're down. Yeah, 100% they did. He said it, you know.
Sorry, Bournemouth.
Iriola after the game was like, yeah, we saw that and that's what we capitalised on. That was part of our game
plan.
That's
what they did. Yes, mate.
Another team that's
was
in
that
trouble.
Wolves? Wolves, Newcastle.
Yeah, I haven't seen the full highlights of this game, but solid 2-2. That surprised me. I think everyone had Newcastle down for that one.
Solid 2-2. Mate, Wolves are unbelievable. I mean, Neto got injured towards the end of the game, which was a real shame because, you know, him, Lamina, Heechan, Huang, absolutely great. Great front three. Hopefully that injury doesn't slow them down. I thought the Wolves actually deserved to win the game. I didn't think it was a penalty. I don't know how they came to the decision that it was a penalty. Huang scored a great goal. Wilson's goal as well was good on the volley.
Yeah. I didn't see him pulling that out. I didn't think he had space to do that.
No.
So I was like, wow, okay, nice. He didn't celebrate much, though. It seemed quite a subdued celebration, considering that was a banger of a goal.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I could just imagine if you scored that, you would have been like top off, you're like throwing it around, high fiving everyone, sliding across the floor, then hurting your knee or something.
Yeah, mate, I'd do that and then just go home. Because you can't top, I couldn't top that.
No, I mean, you wouldn't be able to play on otherwise after that anyway.
No, exactly.
Twisted your knee, game over, exactly, hobble back to the car, but still happy. Still scored a banger.
Yeah. Should we move on to the Sunday games?
Yes, mate. These are the ones where you have to lead, unfortunately. I've missed these. I've seen
you
the scores,
them.
But I haven't seen the... I haven't seen match of day 2, unfortunately.
Right. So should we just fly through these then? West Ham.
Yeah, we'll fly.
Loss, surprising loss actually. Everton 1-1 away from home. Then again, actually thinking about it, Everton are better this season away from home, aren't they?
Yeah, they do seem to be, but I don't think West Ham really turned up. I don't know whether it's just a little bit tired legs, perhaps, or Everton were just more up for it, because we'll see what's happened this week. You know, with Ken Wright, so it's a case of, you know, playing for the memory and trying to make him proud. It's an extra motivation, I don't know.
I think Everton just aren't fine. They had Kudus in the start to... it's a Kudus. They had him... they had him in starting for the first game, but I mean, Calvert-Lewin, nice little flick and then hit it low.
Yeah, neat finish. Neat finish, that.
I don't know if what's his name, Pickford, had much to do really. I think there was sort of towards the end of the game when they took Antonio off, and that's key. I don't think he was having a great game. He didn't really have anything to do until right at the end when West Ham thought, oh shoot, we better start playing now.
Yeah, I think it was Pakatar had a shot from just out from the sort of left hand side, just outside the box. And I saw this bit and I thought, whoa, that was a bloody hit and a half.
Is it Pakatar or Paqueta?
I don't know. I hear the commentator saying Pakatar.
Okay. I just interested.
Yeah, I'm just copying what they're
saying. Okay. Fair play. Well, that's why we say Guimaraes, 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 Guimaraes.
Bruno G.
You know, all of that.
Bruno G.
Bruni G.
Bruni G. What's next?
Aston Villa 3, Luton 1.
Yeah, disappointed. I expected more goals than this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I expected Villa to just absolutely roll, especially the form they've been in. 2-4-1s on the bounce, and was it 6-1 the one before against Brighton? I expected more goals than that against Luton.
Do they do well at home, Villa? Brighton.
Are you okay?
They do well at home. Yeah, I don't know. A couple of own goals as well. Emi Martinez was unlucky that come back off of him.
Yeah, I felt his pain.
I saw getting that Moussa Diaby's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's hit the ground running, hasn't he? Leon Bailey seems to be doing okay. Yeah. Seems to be bringing a bit of form now and sort of delivering on what the promise was last season, really.
Yeah. What I particularly liked was Aston Villa scored 3. I changed my FPL to put Ollie Watkins into my team because I finally got rid of Kane because I don't think he's going to play this season. and he didn't score.
No, and just to add insult to injury, I thought, yeah, Watkins is going to score a couple of goals there. So I captained him and changed it from Haaland.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, fuming. So I've dropped significantly.
Yeah. Brighton 1, Fulham 1. To be honest, I wasn't sure where Fulham was going to get their goal from. João Palhinha got one in the 65th minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Brighton haven't won in 4 Premier League games, mate.
Yeah, I think they're hitting a bit of a snag at the moment, but they always play entertaining football, don't they? Everyone seems to love them. Gives you something to enjoy.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Ansu Fati's quality.
Yeah, he turned it on in midweek.
Really proving to be good. Yeah. Yeah, he did. That was in. I was going to say they won the other day, but yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah,
they
won
in Europe,
wasn't it?
2-0. Yeah. Very good. Well done. That's always going to be a bit of a killer, isn't it, for those sorts of teams where they're going to struggle against, you know, Premier League teams when they're coming in from Europe, especially if they're not used to it, which they're not. They've got a bit of experience there.
I think they'll be better once they do get used to it. They'll probably add a few players in January as well, just to add a bit of depth to their squad. There'll be a few sort of youngsters coming through still that they, you know, randomly plucked out of nowhere. So those people will still be there for sure. What else have we got?
Exactly, yeah.
Can't remember who else has played. Liverpool?
Yeah, let's move on to Liverpool.
You okay there, mate? Making me a bit dizzy.
Sorry?
Making me a bit dizzy there, turning your camera on and off, wiggling it about.
Yeah, just a couple of IT issues.
Yeah.
To worry about.
Only the second one of the evening.
Yeah. Go on, talk about the Liverpool game. Just while I'm...
Yeah, it's a solid 3-0. Solid 3-0. Who scored? Salah, Nunes and Jota, wasn't it?
That's right,
sort of classic attacking front three. I think Liverpool have... I wasn't sure whether they would be up there or not, but they seem to be gelling really well. I think they will get caught out at some stage by a couple of teams, and they'll have some freak results. I just don't think they've got that defensive stability as such, but they keep actually doing well. No, I think it's a case of they're scoring goals, and that's probably the best thing at the moment, is they make sure they score. And when they score in 2-3 every game, brilliant.
Yeah, mate, I agree with everything you've just said. I think that was great analysis of the Liverpool game.
You have no idea what happened.
So, yeah,
I think
should
you
we move
cut
on?
Out. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. What's it? One more game now? Is it the Manc Derby?
The Manchester Derby, yeah. I mean, I don't know how I can follow on from the analysis that you just gave on the Liverpool game, really.
Such a
Man
dick.
City won away at Man United at the Theatre of Dreams.
I did. Crushing 3-0 win
Cruise
as well.
Past. I think Erling Haaland can play a game, can't he?
Yeah, he's a big game player, isn't he, O'Haaland?
He is.
He likes the big moments. He likes the big moments. He's just ridiculous. I don't think he's really flying yet either. He's only got 13 goals. And I say only, yep. Which sounds ridiculous, but he's not firing yet. Not on all cylinders. He had, was it 4 or 5 games in the Champions League where he hadn't scored until midweek? And now all of a sudden he's just banging the goals in. So, and I think City have got quite a good run of fixtures for them. So I think it could be scary to see how many goals he could score.
He must be looking over in Spain and seeing Bellingham and thinking, nah, I'm going to crush you.
Yeah, I bet they're texting, like, fancy competition. Yeah, Bellingham's like, yeah, I'm well up for that, mate. 40 goals, let's go.
Was this the game as well where they... Hoyland went to kick off, but Mount went down on the knee to obviously that's what they do for Black Lives Matter. And Hoyland forgot, went to kick off, and then went down on one knee, and you just saw sort of Mount just there, sort of trying to keep a straight face, and then just burst out laughing, and then Hoyland was there just like laughing as well. I don't know, I can't remember if it was this game or a different one, but I caught it and I thought it would be so I thought I'd let you know.
That's brilliant. I'll have to look at that after. That's amazing. Man United, I just don't. I think Ten Hag's under serious pressure now. I just don't know where they're going. They have no direction.
Yeah.
He got all the players he wanted. He got all the players he wanted in the summer. Now. Yeah, granted, I've had a couple of injuries, people haven't been fully fit, and, you know, in red cards, bans, blah, blah, blah. But he chose to start Maguire and Johnny Evans. Varane's fit. And that's no disrespect to Johnny Evans, but Rafa Varane, Johnny Evans. Come on.
He's looking in training, seeing what fits well, but it is, you know, Varane is obviously a big name, big game player, should be in the starting lineup, but yeah, it's not just his selection, I think it's the way he's playing as well. It's quite negative, isn't it? It's almost anti Man United. You know, Man United are pacey, quick, let's get it there, let's break on the counter, let's run down the wing. Through the middle, you know, that's what I think of Man United. I think of quick, pacey players, and They've got them, but they're just not being utilised. Anthony's out there on the wing with Hoyland. I think Rashford was on the other side as well. You know, they're waiting for the balls, but they're just fucking it around in the middle, like passing it to and fro. And I'm like, nah, this isn't what Man United are about.
No, I just don't understand. I can't work out what their style is. They don't seem to have a style.
It's slow and steady.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, it is. But they don't do anything with it, even when they are steady and they're on top of it. It's like they don't know what to do next.
I think he'll be gone before Christmas.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. If it keeps going this way, yes, for sure.
But the thing with that is, though, it depends on what happens with the ownership, doesn't it? Because it's just, who knows what's going on? Qatar out, but then what's his name? Radford.
Jim
is it
Ratcliffe.
Radford.
Ratcliffe.
Ratcliffe. That's it. Yeah. Sorry. He's sort of now only looking to have a small percentage in Man United as opposed to the full ownership that he kind of wanted. So it just begs the question: where are Man United going? It's almost like the Newcastle era under Mike Ashley. So it's like getting that bad.
Whoa, that is a controversial shout. That. But yeah, that's a good potential comparison. Yeah, that was an absolute shambles. And Man United, you know, they're potentially going to struggle. You've got other teams like Brighton, like Villa, that are coming up and actually competing at those high levels now and giving teams a good hiding from time to time. They've spent money, and they've got a good sort of like balance in the team, good cause of the team. Man United could fall from that. You know, Chelsea have done it quite easily.
I just want to congratulate you there on just giving two examples, Villa and Brighton. You know, he didn't go into West Ham, into Everton.
Well, no, because they're not really doing that well, whereas Villa and Brighton are doing quite well. So, yeah, they are.
They are,
exactly.
There is rumours that Everton are actually going to be fined for FFP rules being breached. Which I find really interesting that Manchester City on their 115 charges are okay to continue, but Everton, you know.
I know. I just don't understand why there's no chatter about City. It's Everton rumoured to have 12 or 15 points deduction that could come into effect this season. But I think it's because of Man City got so many charges, they need to investigate it. It just seems mad. Just seems absolutely mad to me. Screamed corruption, some may say.
Yeah, you like to use that word as well. You're quite a corruption phobe. No.
What?
Not a phobe.
What are you on about? I wish you can stop turning your camera off and stuff. That'd be great. Makes for great content for the viewer. Oh, he's done it again.
Are we back?
Just for bants. Oh, there you go.
Am I back?
I think you're back, mate.
Am I here?
I think you're back.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Right, shall we call it a day there before the IT... Oh, the IT
on
tech...
abysmal showing. Let's just call it there. Thanks for listening, guys. If you managed to stick this far, well done.
Well done. Thank you very much. Take care.
Adios.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5-star on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us hashtag drop the pod.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.